April 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, learn to see my will for you even in the most difficult situations. Realize that I need many sacrifices these days to combat the evil that is in the world and that tempts hearts. Your sacrifices weaken Satan's efforts to regulate hearts and lives by ushering in the new world order. The purpose of all these messages is to strengthen good in hearts and in the world around you. The evil that is portrayed in politics influences many souls to believe in evil. The mass media supports this effort. I am using every sacrifice that is given to me to expose evil and reveal the awful plans of Satan. When you face difficulties, ask the Holy Mother and her Son to help you in giving me the cross in the present moment." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you.' So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.' And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, 'By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not.' When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.